Columbia Morning and News Talk 1400 KFRU. The time is 7:24. The R word is a bad word for some in politics. That would be regulations. And so you hear locally, you'll hear statewide, you'll hear nationally, trying to get rid of regulations. We've overregulated. And if we have less regulations, businesses would be able to thrive and would be able to hire more and to do better for our economy. The National Resources Defense Council, or NRDC Action Fund, recently took a small group of individuals who or whose families have been harmed by exposure to unsafe food, toxic chemicals in their homes, workplaces, and communities. And the concern is by the NRDC that perhaps if we cut back on certain regulations, that those harms would be more widespread. And so they wanted the personal stories to be able to be heard by some of the politicians in Washington, the message of important, strong environmental and health safeguards. One of the persons who went to Washington for that purpose is Paul Swores. He's from Kansas City, and he wanted to talk about the situation with his father. He went and tried to speak to many of the senators there. It just so happened that this was scheduled by the National Resources Defense Council on the day that all of the senators were called to the White House to be briefed on North Korea. And so those who went to Washington had an opportunity to talk to their staff members and register their concerns and their messages with them. We had a chance to talk with Paul Swores and ask him why going to Washington, D.C. was important to him and more about his personal story that led him to be there.
Well, the regulations and rules pertaining to the Food Safety Modernization Act, which was signed in January of 2011, my father, a World War II veteran, survived landings on New Guinea and the Philippines, awarded two Purple Hearts, died on December 18, 2011, from complications of listeriosis. In late August of 2011 or early September of 2011, he ate some cantaloupe tainted with listeria that came from Jensen Farms in Holly, Colorado. That was the worst foodborne illness disaster we've had in the United States in over 100 years. It killed, by my count, 37 people and hospitalized and sickened 147.
Did we not have, at that point in time, were there no regulations on food safety and proper equipment necessary to clean produce at that time? What was the situation as far as the regulations that would have overseen what happened?
There hadn't been anything pertaining to food safety since the late 30s.
Wow. So
there were standards in the industry, don't get me wrong. But if you don't follow those standards, that's what can happen.
So
the situation was they had they tried to clean anything because listeria could be in the dirt. They tried to clean the cantaloupe with hot water and organically, I guess, and to save money. And you have to use a chlorine-based solution to get rid of anything on the outside because the listeria doesn't get inside until you cut through the husk and to get into the meat of the cantaloupe. That's how it's transferred.
We're listening to Paul Swores again. He's from Kansas City, and he went to Washington, D.C. to talk about regulations on food safety and matters of making sure that what we eat has been properly cleaned and properly grown and prepared. We asked him to tell us more about his father's death and more on the feelings about the industry standards and regulations.
My father dying of complications of listeriosis. He went into the hospital on September 19th. He couldn't move his legs. And it attacked his body. It went into his brain. He had to be fed, bathed, clothed and then he deteriorated until he died in December of that year. So it's meant to protect us. Rules and regulations are meant to protect us.
When the national
standards of the industry is a different thing. And my analogy is, my father and I when I was growing up, you know, I might not have. He said to be home at 11 o'clock, and I got home at 11:30 or quarter to 12 or whatever it was, he would ground me. Well, that's the consequence. Standards in the industry, if they don't know that, there is no consequence.
Mm-hmm.
It just leads to death or sickening people.
Are the standards in industries being under attack as much as the regulations, or are they part and parcel the same thing?
Well, after that, there was, and I went back through some email things that I've had in a file. There was a guidance WebAir type thing where people could go in to participate, and about had all kinds of experts and growers from all over the country. And I tried to answer a question, they didn't answer it. But, you know, they saw what happened when people, you know, cut corners. But they have to have teeth behind that. And you know, like I said, if they don't follow them, there's no repercussions.
Paul Swart's father, again, passed away in 2011, and Swart's just recently came from Washington, D.C., after trying to get a message about regulations and industry standards to those in power in Washington that can oversee the passage of regulations or the pulling back on regulations. We ask him for a final thought, what a message should be.
Well, I would hope that people think that their actions and my actions are meant to protect them. That's the key. You know, it's supposed to be, you know, our government is supposed to be we the people, not we the corporation. And it to me, the NRDC, you know, calling attention to this, the easing and the regulations, and it is meant for us, protection of us, not anyone else, but the American public. You know, that's, I want to make sure that I eat safe food, drink clean water, and breathe clean air.
Paul Swart is calling for stronger food safety protections to prevent deaths from foodborne illnesses. It's News Talk 1400 KFRU.